It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here today, and we're going to talk about bugs.
Good morning. How are you?
Well,
I'd be better if those beetles weren't so, oh my gosh, they are all over the place.
They are. They're hitting pretty hard. I was taking them off my rose bushes last night, trying to get them out of there.
But. Yeah, I was picking some fresh raspberries. One of the berries probably had, and you know how big a raspberry is. It's not that big. Probably had five beetles all around it, just chomping away at them.
Oh gosh, did you remove them?
Oh yeah, I flicked them with my fingers, and then I usually spray them with vinegar. But it's they're just
they're so destructive,
insufferable.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Soapy water works well too, or like Sonny said, just crush them between your fingers. It's satisfying, right?
Yeah, Sonny? Man. Right. There's usually a couple of them doing the deed, and I grab them and I say, "You've had your last moment of fun." So
stare at them as you do.
So one question I had though, I used to put up the Japanese beetle traps, but then a neighbor told me that those traps actually contribute to the grub problems in our yard. So what do we do to control these things?
Yeah, if you have a large yard, the traps work well because you're basically attracting Japanese beetles. So you don't want it near your gardens because all you're doing is inviting them to the party.
Right, and I tell you, the attractant so strong. I remember the first time I used it, when I peeled off that thing, within seconds, I was getting swarmed by them.
Yeah, so if you have a large yard and you can set it far away, that's great to try to at least get rid of, you know, what you've got going on in your garden. But overall, it does attract Japanese beetles, so it's kind of a double-edged sword using the traps. But there are products like Rose RX, neem oil that all help. I usually spray that on my roses, and that tends to help too.
Oh,
but
huh.
Hand picking them off also is a good way to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, Paul. I don't know about your vinegar spray.
Yeah, I don't like to crush them.
I don't know. Sonny, why is it that women always like to do the gross stuff?
I don't know, but you know what? I don't like to kill things, but man, when it's bugs and stuff.
Okay.
So what's happening at Frost Farms?
Summer's just heating up at Frost Farms. We've got a lot of new inventory coming in, a lot of summer color. We also have fresh vegetables. So harvest season has kind of begun. So we've got all kinds of stuff. Zucchini, cucumbers.
Nice.
Lettuce. Yeah.
Yep. Wow, I had no idea.
Yep, vegetables. It's kind of a new program for us, but we've had great response so far. So we're going to keep it going.
All right. That's awesome. And that's the Frosty Report this morning, brought to you by Frost Farms and Town Hill.